We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring, majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. Generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, precious viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besekom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Unkongsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galerada Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachita, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachita TV. In Ubate, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbater Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in TK Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supremacer Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Canada donates more than $5.3 million to help Sri Lanka transition to bilingualism. In community news, Her Majesty Queen Rania El Abdullah graces the inauguration ceremony of an empowerment program in Jordan. In animal welfare news, orphanages in Kenya help conserve rare wildlife. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 11th, is Chad's Independence Day, commemorating its autonomy achieved in 1960. South of Libya in Central Africa, Chad is home to a rich diversity of cultures with more than 100 different languages and dialects spoken. Famous cave paintings and engravings located in the Tibesti Mountains date back to 4000 BCE. One of Chad's well-known attractions is the Zakuma National Park, which is habitat for a variety of incredible animals. Health Minister Her Excellency Dr. Tupta Baguena, founder of community-supported sustainable agriculture in Chad, is among the many prominent people of the nation. May the citizens of Chad have a memorable Independence Day.
Flying news, tropical storm Marifa battles China and Korean Peninsula. As of Tuesday, August the 9th, the storm had affected 5 million people and prompted the evacuation of nearly 1.5 million as gales and torrential rains since the previous Thursday had swept through 214 counties in the eastern coastal provinces of Liaoning, Jiangsu, Zhejiang and Shandong, as well as Shanghai municipality. Some 14,300 homes were destroyed or damaged, with roads that were blocked by floodwaters and over 70 flights were cancelled. As the storm brought high waves to the coast, a levee near a Liaoning province chemical plant in the port city of Dalian was breached on Monday morning. Residents in surrounding areas were evacuated while troops and rescuers rushed to the site to help prevent a spill of toxic chemicals.
Moving to the Korean Peninsula, the storm made landfall in North Korea late Monday and, according to state-run news agency KCNA, claimed the lives of at least 10 people by Tuesday. In the provinces of South and North Hwanghae, over 100 homes and 10 public buildings were reportedly damaged, with at least 24,000 hectares of crops that were destroyed and 1,000 roadside trees toppled. In neighboring South Korea, 4 fatalities and 2 missing persons were also reported, according to Yonhap News Agency. With utility poles and trees uprooted, some 32,000 households in South Gyeongsang experienced temporary blackouts, and a 600-year-old elm tree considered to be a part of Jeju Island's heritage was destroyed.
Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members in the affected regions please check with officials to see if help is needed. Sending all her love and prayers, she said that emergency funds are available, as she also requested that they go, if possible, to comfort the most desperate.
We thank all officials and personnel for your timely efforts to ensure the safety of the storm-stricken residents. Our gratefulness also for Supreme Master Ching Hai's compassionate concern, as we pray that such calamities subside through our kinder actions toward humans, animals, and the planet.
More international aid reaches Horn of Africa in an effort to stem the crisis. On Monday, August the 8th, a UN Refugee Agency, or UNHCR, chartered plane carrying 31 metric tons of food and other supplies landed in the famine-stricken Somali capital, Mogadishu, as the first humanitarian aid to reach the city in 5 years, with the Al-Shabaab group having announced its official withdrawal from Mogadishu and the government's offer of amnesty to those who put down their weapons. Thousands of hungry Somali refugees poured into the capital city. Also on Monday, Iran donated $25 million in goods as the country's Red Crescent Society prepared its second humanitarian aid convoy. The nation's Ministry of Foreign Affairs also called for an emergency summit among the 57 members of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, or OIC, to assist in a lasting resolution for the long-standing conflict in Somalia.
Azerbaijan, meanwhile, donated $100,000 in humanitarian aid, and a team of 20 medics and 12 journalists from South Africa-based humanitarian organization Gift of the Givers arrived with medical supplies. A mobile clinic from the United Arab Emirates was quickly set up in Mogadishu, which had provided medical and health services to approximately 750 patients by its second day. As the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or OCHA, announced that only 44% of the appeal for funds to address the Horn of Africa crisis had been met, with another $1.4 billion U.S. dollars required, the U.S. announced an additional $105 million U.S. dollars in assistance.
To raise awareness of the crisis, Dr. Jill Biden, wife of U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, visited a refugee camp in eastern Kenya, where tens of thousands of Somalis have sought help. USAID Administrator Raj Shah, who accompanied Dr. Biden, warned that hundreds of thousands of children could ultimately perish to the famine.
The Austrian government nearly doubled its pledge of emergency aid to 1.5 million euros, while private donors to the UK's Disaster Emergency Committee, or DEC, East Africa Crisis Appeal, have contributed £45 million. In northern Kenya, the first relief convoy from Malteser International, the relief service of the Roman Catholic Sovereign Order of Malta, together with local affiliate volunteers, has begun distributing rice, beans, and oil to 17,000 people in the region.
Upon first hearing of the tragic situation affecting the East African people, Supreme Master Ching Hai pledged 100,000 U.S. dollars each to Save the Children, Oxfam, and the Red Cross, for a total of 300,000 U.S. dollars in urgent assistance for the crisis in the region, sending a message that she was doing so with love and gratitude for these noble organizations' compassionate works.
Our sincere thanks, United Nations and all governments, organizations, and individuals, for your ongoing efforts to ease the suffering of the hunger-stricken, as well as for Supreme Master Ching Hai's kind-hearted care. We pray that the tragic loss of life is halted and the drought conditions eased through our more considerate regard of all beings as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring.
Worse is yet to come.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet.
There's a real link between diet and environment. And
whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
So we have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
To have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world?
I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
What's even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
About only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
hồng hào cho núc ních, tôi cùng mẹ vui chơi. À, người nhìn tôi ưu ái, khen tròn chính sinh ơi. Mỗi ngày người qua thăm, đem nước mắt dâu ngon. Ồ, mẹ con tôi cảm kích, hàm ân trọng nghìn vàng. Tôi sống đời êm đẹp, trông che chở của bầm vỡ như hùng voi, dồn bẹp thân bé nhỏ vào giỏ em rụng rơi, không phương gì chăn trở. Ôi địa ngục nào đây, tôi hãi hùng rên xiết. Mẹ ơi, mẹ cứu con, tràn thế lương trời cao không chưa hết nỗi đau đớn đoạn trường. Chỉ là bán buôn mai này thân tan nát, thịt xương tôi cực hình cho người vui hê hà trong tiệc rượu linh đình. Con người và con ai vui chúng thọ đời dài cho gia đình sum họp khỏi đau đớn. Cho đừng xanh làm lợn nhân phố trà vây hoài.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 531. Be vegan. Supreme Master Qinghai. citizens speak out, people continue to rally as they strive for peace and stability, as well as improved access to jobs, education, and democracy in countries such as Chile, India, Kyrgyzstan, Libya, Syria, United Kingdom, and Yemen.
United Kingdom, with unrest on Tuesday, August the 9th, occurring for the fourth consecutive night in primarily less fortunate neighborhoods marked by high unemployment, British officials continue seeking measures to restore calm. Meanwhile, three young men died in Birmingham after being struck by a car as they were reportedly acting to protect their communities.
Chile. Tens of thousands of Chilean students maintained protests Tuesday, demanding that education remain in the hands of the government to guarantee fair opportunity for all. However, violence erupted as some began burning cars and barricades, with 273 who were arrested.
Kyrgyzstan. Security forces on Tuesday surrounded a group of mainly women to prevent them from blocking a road in the activists' second straight day of protests, being held in the capital as they called for their homes to be connected to water and electricity.
India. Police used water cannons, tear gas, and bamboo batons to subdue and disperse thousands of Bharatiya Janata minority party members who gathered outside the parliament building Tuesday to protest government corruption.
Yemen. The UN Security Council called on August the 9th for both sides to reject violence and to ensure that all those needing humanitarian assistance are reached, while also calling for an orderly transfer of power. The activists' common forum of minority groups welcomed the UN's urgings as it pledged to establish an umbrella national council by August the 17th toward the goal of a transitional government to implement long-time demands for change by the Yemeni people.
Libya. The Libyan government acknowledged on Tuesday for the first time that U.S. writer Matthew Van Dyke, who went missing in March during a visit to Brega, is currently imprisoned. Meanwhile, revolutionaries announced that they have successfully assumed control of Bir al-Ghanam, a western desert town only 80 kilometers from the capital of Tripoli.
With deep sympathies for those who have perished or suffer from injuries due to conflict, we pray that the strife in all nations may subside for people everywhere to live dignified and free as a peaceful world.
Do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
It is some awakening to some extent that people suddenly find the strength and courage to express what's important in their heart. That is a good sign. And a peaceful protest is not contradict peace-loving and non-violence concept. I would salute their bravery and straightforward honesty in facing mighty power, tanks, guns, missiles, and other weapons with their bare hands and faith in their heart. I wish the sincere people all the best and that they will find what they want, and above all, that they would look into their hearts to seek the root cause of all problems, and that heavens will light their ways forever, and that heaven will also enlighten the leaders to listen to sincere, honest requests on their subject, so that they both will live in peace and in loving cooperation for the sake of their country, to prosper, to be blessed, to be happy forevermore. We don't have to go on snatching land, nor have we to hurry on converting men. It's not how many in a belief system, is what become of them. It's not the name of a religious order, it's what we make of the name. It's not how crowded a religion, is how much into world peace their contribution. It's not our words, it's rather louder our actions. What is going to be our legend in the long history of humans? Will it be right and just? Will it be noble and benevolent? Or just a grim picture soaked in anguished, bloody paint? Why always boast about our heavenly root? Oh, almighty God's beloved children, while our life is tainted with all evils, while our survival is the cause of others' extinction, what is the mark of the chosen? Is it just the blood stain on your hands, be it from animals or men?
Excerpt from a poem by Supreme Master Ching Hai, The Real Love.
Let peace be here now.
Sao Tome and Principe elects a president. After an announced win of their vote held on Sunday, August the 7th, Manuel Pinto da Costa is returning to the post of presidency. The former economist served previously as the Western African nation's head of state during the first 15 years after her autonomy was achieved in 1975. For his re-elected term, the president has pledged to bring progress to the island by developing resources such as oil, cocoa, and tourism. Our sincere congratulations, President Manuel Pinto da Costa, for your renewed post, wishing you the best in fostering expansion and stability for the fulfillment and peace of all fellow citizens.
Thai Prime Minister inaugurated. Recently elected Yingluck Shinawatra has officially assumed her post as the nation's first female Prime Minister, following official endorsement by His Majesty King Bhumibol Adulyadej. In a nationwide televised inauguration speech, the new premier vowed to restore unity in the country and to bring happiness and harmony to the people. Prime Minister Shinawatra, we respectfully applaud your honorable new role. May your leadership be fruitful in serving the noble goals of the Thai people.
Save our planet. U.S. meteorologists report that July 2011 was considered the second hottest month in recorded history in New Jersey, USA, and was the hottest month ever in the nation's capital of Washington, D.C.
Save our planet. Thousands of fish found perished in an Indiana, USA lake during the July 2011 heat wave are thought by Department of Natural Resource officials to have suffocated from reduced oxygen levels in the overly warm water.
Morning News, a study published in the August 2011 issue of US-based cardiology journal Heart Rhythm, reveals that smokers are at more than double the risk of developing an abnormal heart condition called atrial fibrillation, with former smokers also being 32% more likely than those who never smoke.
I'm Trumpet the Elephant, and I'm very happy about being a wholesome vegan. Here to share a driving tip. Before starting your vehicle, arrange items you might need within close proximity to you. Sunglasses, tissues, and chewing gum are some examples. It is safer to have the items within reach. Thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for tuning in, and now for the weather around the globe.
Humanitarian news. Canada donates more than $5.3 million to help Sri Lanka transition to bilingualism. The Canadian International Development Agency, CIDA, has provided the funding to be used for the implementation of the National Languages Policy, in which both Sinhala and Tamil will be the country's official languages. Our sincere appreciation, Canada, for your support and generosity. May the pure-minded people of Sri Lanka be graced with lasting harmony and plenitude.
In community news, Her Majesty Queen Rania El Abdullah graces the inauguration ceremony of the Jordan River Foundation Center for Community Empowerment in Aqaba. The facility provides social and economic services to local residents. During the event, Her Majesty toured the daycare and counseling rooms, computer lab, and activities hall. She also met the trainees of several programs and beneficiaries of income-generating projects. Her Majesty praised the dedication of the center's employees and called on young people to become involved in community development activities. Our respectful salute, Your Majesty Queen Rania, for your loving care of the warm-hearted citizens of your nation. May many individuals gain great benefits from your kind endeavors with Allah's immense blessings. Coming up, the herbivorous mountain bongo is given special protection at an African refuge. We'll just give the dog a quick massage and we'll be right back. More rejuvenating news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, informative news for a knowledgeable world. In animal welfare news, orphanages in Kenya help conserve rare wildlife. According to Arteyong TV, several animal shelters are in operation in the Masai Mara National Reserve of southwestern Kenya to look after injured and abandoned animal co-inhabitants. Furthermore, a breeding program for the critically endangered mountain bongos, which is the world's largest forest antelope, has been established. The herbivorous animals will be released to their natural habitat once their safety can be assured. Bravo, Masai Mara National Reserve, for your laudable efforts to protect our intelligent co-inhabitants. May all our blessed animal friends soon flourish in happiness and security in our shared ecosphere.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told in Korean entitled Snoring Cure.
And now for our viewers' heartlines.
Este señor habla un español bastante sencillo, fácilmente entendido por cualquier hispanohablante. Buenísima receta. Gracias, Raón de Brasil.
La primera vez que veo que a un gazpacho lo preparan con puerro y comino. Fácil y muy saludable. Manolo, de España.
Now this is a real gazpacho. Clarence from the United States.
Thank you very much for the program. I love the vegan soup. Viewer from Australia.
Amiable Raón, Manolo, Clarence, and friend from Australia. Thank you for your delightful comments. Please enjoy this delicious Spanish gazpacho, along with other delectable veganized ethnic dishes. With our best wishes and heaven's blessings to you and all the earth-loving people of Brazil, Spain, the United States, and Australia.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May your sojourn on earth be graced with wisdom and love.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Members of the United Liberation Front of Assam in India offer a 12-point charter of requests to Home Minister P. Chidambaram in an effort to end the conflict and bring lasting peace to the Indian state of Assam.
Cuban President Raul Castro welcomes Angolan Defense Minister Candido Pereira dos Santos van Dunem in Havana for meetings to further the friendly relations and cooperation between their countries.
Iran's Interior Minister Mostafa Mohammed Najjar and his Benin counterpart, Mr. Nasiru Bako Arifari, sign an agreement that mutually lifts visa requirements, with plans for further cooperation that they say signifies a new chapter in their country's deepening ties.
In Ireland, the Animal Rights Action Network honours Mr. John Byrne with the Compassionate Citizen Award after the 38-year-old homeless man jumped immediately from a bridge into the cold waters of the river below to rescue his rabbit companion.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.